Warren Buffett transforms complex financial concepts into straightforward principles anyone can understand. His investment philosophy, compiled by Peter Bevelin from Berkshire Hathaway shareholder letters, has created one of history's greatest fortunes while remaining remarkably accessible. What makes Buffett's approach so powerful isn't just his track record, turning $10,000 in 1965 into over $300 million today, but how he cuts through complexity with crystal-clear thinking. These aren't just investment strategies. They're frameworks for thinking about business, risk, and human nature that have revolutionized corporate America. Bill Gates considers it required reading for Microsoft executives, while countless business leaders have adopted Buffett's principles to guide their own decisions. At its core, Buffett's philosophy reminds us that investing isn't about fancy formulas or following trends. It's about understanding value and making rational decisions with a long-term perspective. Investing is simple. Invest money today to receive more tomorrow. Your return depends on price paid, cash received, and timing, whether for stocks, farms, or factories. Price is what you pay. Value is what you get. This distinction is fundamental to intelligent investing. Investment value ultimately depends on future cash flows, appropriately discounted. No technological advancement has changed this equation. Since the future is unknowable, value is always an estimate. Buffett prefers being approximately right to precisely wrong, working with ranges rather than exact figures. Complex models create false precision, yet intrinsic value remains the only logical investment evaluation method. This cash-focused approach keeps you grounded during investment fads. Asking how much cash will this generate and when provides clarity through market cycles. The best businesses generate substantial, enduring goodwill while requiring minimal tangible assets. This economic goodwill represents the true value beyond balance sheets. Not all businesses are created equal. The truly great ones possess what Buffett calls a moat, sustainable competitive advantages protecting excellent returns on capital. These moats include powerful brands, Coca-Cola, network effects, Visa, cost advantages, Geico, or regulatory barriers that ideally widen over time. Great businesses have pricing power, the ability to raise prices without losing customers. See's Candy exemplifies this model. Purchased for $25 million in 1972, it required only $32 million in additional investment while generating $1.35 billion in pre-tax earnings over decades, thanks to its consumer franchise, allowing pricing based on value rather than costs. Good businesses earn solid returns but require significant reinvestment to grow, as illustrated by Flight Safety, delivering exceptional customer benefits with durable advantages, yet needing substantial ongoing capital. At the bottom are businesses that grow rapidly, require significant capital, yet earn little money, with airlines being the prime example. These typically operate in industries with overcapacity, undifferentiated products, easy entry, and numerous competitors. As Buffett notes, in a commodity-type business, it's impossible to be significantly smarter than your dumbest competitor. When analyzing competitive position, focus on return on net tangible assets. The essential question, does the business have something people need now and in the future that competitors can't copy or take away, and can these advantages create lasting value? While history offers valuable clues, business futures remain uncertain. Past performance may not predict what's ahead as conditions evolve, industries transform, technologies advance, and competitive landscapes shift. Good times can create illusions of management brilliance when random factors might be responsible. The world changes, sometimes eliminating once impregnable advantages. World Book dominated encyclopedias until digital alternatives emerged. Newspapers lost their advertising monopoly to online platforms. Experience shows the best returns come from businesses doing similar things today as they did years ago. This doesn't justify complacency. Businesses must continuously improve. Extraordinary results come from doing ordinary things exceptionally well. Some industries present unique challenges. Retailing demands constant vigilance as competitors copy innovations and shoppers explore alternatives. This contrasts with have-to-be-smart-once businesses like early TV stations, where even poor management couldn't prevent decades of success. Fast-changing industries, especially technology, resist reliable long-term economic evaluation. Buffett avoids companies in rapidly changing industries, noting that a moat requiring constant rebuilding eventually becomes no moat at all. Industries showing fabulous growth, automobiles 1910, aircraft 1930, television sets 1950, saw competitive dynamics decimate most participants. Management quality is non-negotiable in Buffett's approach. He partners only with people he likes, trusts, and admires, having learned that good deals with bad people don't work. Organizational culture fundamentally shapes behavior more than any rulebook. Since existing cultures resist change, Buffett avoids situations requiring people to change. Berkshire's successful CEOs vary widely, some with MBAs, others without college degrees, some methodical planners, others intuitive. What matters are brains, passion, and integrity, not credentials. Capital allocation skill dramatically affects intrinsic value. Some managers turn retained dollars into 50-cent pieces, others into $2 bills. Poor allocation typically indicates poor management overall. Corporate governance ensures management serves shareholders. The board's primary duty is selecting the right CEO and evaluating performance, including removing mediocre managers, regardless of likability. Genuine independence, willingness to challenge a powerful CEO when necessary, is valuable but rare. The best managers protect franchises, control costs, seek complementary growth, avoid distractions, and focus on details. Daily actions either strengthen or weaken competitive position by widening the moat. Long-term competitive positioning must outweigh short-term earnings targets. Buffett defines risk as the possibility of loss or injury. He and Charlie avoid inadequately compensated risks and never delegate risk control. In business and investments, simpler problems typically yield better profits than complex ones. Rather than learning to solve difficult business problems, Buffett and Munger have learned to avoid them. They prefer stepping over one-foot hurdles instead of clearing seven-footers. Complex or constantly changing businesses make reliable cash flow predictions impossible. Buffett insists on a margin of safety in purchase prices, showing no interest when calculated value barely exceeds price. Financial strength provides staying power and options. He approaches debt with extreme caution, comparing excessive leverage to driving with a dagger on the steering wheel. One pothole leads to disaster. Buffett never sacrifices sleep for extra percentage points of return, refusing to risk what his family and friends need to pursue what they don't need. In investing, pessimism is your friend, euphoria the enemy. Speculation is most dangerous when it looks easiest. Buffett's most profound lesson is that success stems from disciplined simplicity. Focus on understanding your investments, paying reasonable prices, partnering with trustworthy people, and avoiding unnecessary risks. While others chase trends, Buffett examines fundamentals, future cash generation, competitive advantages, management integrity, and reasonable pricing. This approach requires intellectual honesty, emotional discipline, and independent thinking. It means declining opportunities outside your expertise, holding cash when bargains aren't available, and ignoring conventional market wisdom. The benefits extend beyond financial returns. There's peace in knowing what you own and why, satisfaction in making rational decisions, and confidence from following time-tested principles. In a world obsessed with complexity, Buffett reminds us that the most valuable insights are often the simplest, and applied consistently, they yield extraordinary results.